Welcome to Dish Nation!
Hey. Lil' Kim claps back at Ebony Magazine about her face card. We're gonna get into that.
And Young Miami has some dating advice for Saucy Santana and all the ladies, and Gary too.
Plus later we got the legend, our dog Randy Jackson, here to dish on the new season of Celebrity Name That Tune.
Ooh, honey, but first, Tanner.
Yes.
What is this, honey, I hear about Miss Cindy Crawford and her beautiful mole baby coming for Oprah?
Well, guys, Cindy's laying into Oprah, you guys. On the new docuseries, The Supermodels, Cindy said Oprah made her feel some type of way during her 1986 appearance on The Oprah Winfrey Show. And here's why. Check this out.
Did she always have this body? Stand up just a moment. Now, this is what I call a body.
I was like the chattel or a child, like be seen and not heard. When you look at it through today's eyes, when Oprah's like, stand up and show me your body, like, show us why you're worthy of being here.
So God forbid you a model, and Oprah says, can you model for me? Mm. Let me see your model. Stand up and model. And oh, my God.
There's some back and forth there. After everybody got a whiff of this, they went to YouTube to try to find the clip, but Oprah, the queen of talk TV, reached into Beyonce's internet and yanked it off.
Now, yeah, this is too much for me, too. I'm like, Cindy, girl, you being too extra sensitive. You ain't say nothing 37 years ago.
Thank you.
Or you should have had your team say something if you were scared to say something.
I think it's a little weird. If it was a man, if it was me standing there where Oprah was, and I'm like, get up and let me see this. Like, that would be a little weird.
Like, if Jerry Springer would have done that, I could see people coming out with tiki torches.
It's Oprah, though, and it wasn't weird.
But now I'm feeling sorry for Cindy. I've just thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Why, I get it.
Because, hey, she asked Oprah to tap dance. I'm just saying.
That's racist.
Yeah, that's different.
That's racist.
That's another level.
That's like asking Oprah to pick some cotton or something.
Right.
No, that's altogether.
Show me your teeth. Let me see how your teeth look.
Right.
You know what? How much can you carry?
Y'all got any bean pies in the bag?
Oh, my goodness, yo.
I'm screaming. Well, ain't nothing like a little shady bestie, honey. So Saucy Santana blasted his best friend, Boo, Carisha, a.k.a. Young Miami, for crying at a SZA concert. So Saucy got them X fingers together, which is Twitter now. Anyway, he got to X him. He got to X it after she posted a video of her crying at the show and said, Gary, go ahead and give me your best Saucy Santana.
This girl is crying, baby, at a SZA concert. Honey, I want that kind of love, baby. Ooh. Honey, if I was just sitting right there, baby, I would have swung on her and said, cause for real, girl.
Then Carisha responded,
get you a fully grown man, baby gal.
Ooh. And then Saucy hit her back with,
you said fully or 50.
Bloop, 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 bloop. And that was the end of that. We all know Saucy was talking about Puff Child. What that mean? Should Puff and his AARP card be feeling salty?
We are not going to put that man in a home.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Chill, man.
Now, what SZA song brings out tears? That I...
Love Galore.
Broken Clocks. That's your
Broken
song,
Clocks,
right?
Is a whole vibe.
Yeah.
Y'all be crying during that?
Y'all know. Maybe somebody
What is
else.
Wrong with a man showing emotion at a concert?
Well, No. He said Carisha was crying.
What is wrong with a woman showing emotion at a concert? What's wrong with showing emotion at a concert?
I love SZA. I don't think anything is wrong with crying in her songs, because I feel like her emotions are in them. It's what she went through, so it makes you feel it, what she went through.
I always have to go Google what she's saying. I feel like she sings in cursive. I never understand what she's saying the first time. I got to go back.
Not in cursive.
That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Once you do figure it out, it is deep.
You got to Rosetta Stone it. Once you understand the SZA language, you become an expert in it.
Yeah.
Skirt on ninjas. We do it for fun.
Well, y'all, a few days ago, we dished about the criticism surrounding the now viral image of Lil' Kim's latest Ebony magazine cover. Many fans felt Lil' Kim looked overly airbrushed, and this prompted Keith Major, the photographer responsible, to defend himself, claiming that Kim wanted to be in charge of the retouching process and approve the image. Well, you want to rumble with the B, huh? Throw a hex on your whole family. Anyway,
my bad.
Them lyrics get you real hyped. We sorry, y'all. Now, the Queen Bee, the original Queen Bee, made sure to chime in with a clap back to Keith's claims and said, who is this? Because that's not the photo I approved or any other content they put out. I always told Ebony it looked like a painting, but they didn't want to listen. They said they loved it. It's the sabotage for me.
Oh, but, okay, can, may I say something?
No, because Lil' Kim and her team also released the cover. No, because Lil' Kim and her team also released the cover they did approve, but some people think they are pretty similar.
It's so. Almost like the Highlights magazine where they would do the two things, like, hey, spot 10 differences in this picture.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of differences between the two pictures, okay, except some coloring and some other things. Like, but one definitely looked more artificial.
This is tomato-tomato right here.
Literally. And yeah. You know, Ebony has been killing it with the magazine covers. Remember that magazine cover they had with Jonathan Majors? That went completely viral. Mm. But when I saw this magazine cover, I said, this looks like Lil' Kim in all her IG photos. Whenever she's posting a picture of herself, this is how it looks. So it looked to me like it's in correlation with how you want to be seen.
But she should be happy that even Ebony remembered her.
Oh, it's not the 50th year of
Kim is a whole icon.
Ain't nobody gonna forget Lil' Kim now.
But I remember, I'm talking to put on a damn cover. First of all, because my thing is, ain't nobody after Lil' Kim. Nobody, oh God, I gotta find Lil' Kim. And not all of that.
Oprah has a lot of fans
that rock with us,
too. She's 50 years of hip hop.
In the words of Oprah, Oprah said, baby, the camera take what it sees.
What?
I say Ebony just, you know, re-release another cover.
Maybe no, that's money.
Yeah.
Oh. Go on Jet.
Jet doesn't have an actual magazine anymore. I think it's only online.
Well, go on Mademoiselle. Yeah, or Vogue.
Yo, Gary sent me with Jet. All right.
Not beauty
along.
Of the week.
Yeah. Moving along. Looks like 50 Cent fans want him to get his ears checked after he praised Ed Sheeran's acoustic cover of In the Club. So Ed recently opened up for John Mayer in L.A., and he did the guitar-driven rendition of 50 song. Check it out.
That was in the pub.
Yeah, it seems like 50 loved it because he reposted the video of Ed's performance to his IG with the caption, HK, can you give us that 50?
And Sheeran right now in L.A. at the John Mayer concert, killing it. Boom.
All right, now fans couldn't help but to question 50's taste for praising Ed's cover. Many fans called it trash. What do you guys think? Definitely in the pub. Yeah.
He did that because Ed Sheeran.
I didn't know what he was saying.
He sounded like a damn screaming cat.
It was going so fast, it's almost like he didn't even know the words.
Thank you.
Because it's like, In the Club has such a good rhythm to it, and Ed took all of that out.
I want 50 Cent to have that same energy for Beyonce's cover of In the Club. Remember when she did the In the Club?
Yes, baby.
And he had it pulled off everything. Because her version was...
It was
top tier.
I think that's because it's like ongoing beef with Jay-Z and anybody in Philly.
Yeah, but he did that because Ed Sheeran was damn white and he just wanted to get it, honey.
But because Ed Sheeran is a big deal.
Sure.
And that's very different than the urban market.
Yeah,
that, you know, 50 probably appreciates him, you know, singing that.
Well, y'all, up next, child, we get thirsty with Ashanti and Slim Thug. So grab a cup because we got the tea right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Hey. All right, y'all, we got an update on Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan. No, they did not get married, y'all.
No,
they didn't get married. They didn't break up either.
Okay.
Wow. They're going on season 2 of the reality competition show, The Traitors.
What is that?
So the show takes place in a castle in Scotland. And it features about 20 contestants trying to win $250,000. A few of them are assigned to be traitors, and their goal is to sabotage the others, known as faithfuls. Meanwhile, the faithfuls are trying to sniff out the traitors and eliminate them. It's like the live-action version of, like, Among Us, if you remember that video game that went viral.
Kids into that. That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
But why are they trying to win 250? They broke?
That's what it seemed like.
Maybe they just want to do something fun together as a couple.
Yeah.
And be on TV.
They ain't really a couple.
And I'm sure Scottie Pippen feels like she's a traitor.
Yeah.
She probably is.
Very fitting. Would y'all go on a reality show with your partners, like a competition show like this?
Yeah, depending on the nature of the show and like what it's about. Like, I used to watch like Amazing Race. I always thought that was very interesting.
Sure. I couldn't do it because I couldn't let my wife do anything crazy or strenuous, or I'm very overprotective. I couldn't do it. Now, I would do it myself. Like, if me and you went on there, we could get down to do.
Could we do Fear Factor?
I can't eat no bugs. All right, y'all. It's time for
First Trapping with the Stars.
Okay, y'all. First First up, we got the one and only Ashanti, and she's rocking a white hot bikini, and she gave us the pictures from multiple angles, y'all. And she said, naturally, had the best time at Go and Resort Bahamas. Thank you guys for everything. So do I even have to ask y'all, is this a thirst trappy trap or no?
Ooh. Hydrated for life.
Oh my God.
No, it's not a thirst trap.
She looks amazing.
Yes, she does. And I loved it when she had on those low-weight glasses. They were real cute.
How do you feel this is not a thirst trap, though?
Brad, as much as she on being bathing suits in two pieces, it's not.
That's true. She is always on somebody's
eyes. She's not, like, doing anything extra.
That's what I'm saying.
She's, okay, I'm changing it.
I'm sorry. You're not doing anything extra, but we're trapped.
I'm trapped, and I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
You know somebody fine where you don't even need to see them naked.
Okay, right? Okay, y'all, this next one is a little different. So yesterday, we talked about powwow, baby, being a zaddy, and a silver fox. So well, now Texas rapper Slim Thug said, don't leave me out the chat, honey. He posted this pic, and HK, tell the people what he said.
I don't like how Paul Wall going viral looking good with gray hair, but nobody talking about me.
Oh. Well, Paul jumped in the comments with a bunch of laughing emojis and said this, hashtag Sugar Daddy Slim. Then Slim Thug replied,
Paul Wall, you got baddies DMing me about you, and you're not going to do nothing with them.
And then he ended it with a sad face. So is this a thirst trap or this, or is this like the next episode of Trapped in the Closet? I don't know. Did this dialogue is...
He just looks sad in the picture. Like, you know, like when a boxer get on the scale, you know they didn't make weight?
Right.
This is a different not a thirst trap than my not a thirst trap for Ashanti.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not a thirst trap because he have handles. I mean, you can kind of see his
not
handles.
Not so Slim Thug.
But you know what? Slim got nice shoulders.
Well, yeah.
He has nice shoulders.
Oh, looking at his shoulders.
He got nice shoulders. Okay. His wrist looked nice.
Yeah. He should have had Ebony Magazine, like, Photoshop.
Damn.
Up next, we're chopping it up with Randy Jackson about the new season of Celebrity Name That Tune. You don't want to miss it. Come right back.
Oh, damn.
He got them nice wrists. You know those men with the nice wrists?
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
All right, y'all, Celebrity Name That Tune is back every Tuesday night. So you know what that means. We're dishing with the one, the only, the band leader, Mr. Randy Jackson.
Yo, what's up, y'all? What's up? Y'all, thank y'all for having me, man. Y'all cool, man. Y'all look good up in there.
Oh,
thank you, brother. That's right.
You know we always got a seat in the couch for you, brother, man. You need to come see your cousins out here one day, man.
No, I need to come to Atlanta, man.
Not Atlanta.
Yo, we excited about the new season. What can we expect from this season of Celebrity Name That Tune?
You know, listen, this is a fun party show. I mean, you test your musical knowledge with these people. We got singers, actors, musicians, athletes, but everybody claims they know a lot of music, but do you know the exact title of the song?
Right.
That's the hard part.
Because it's not always the hook. It's not always the title of the song. So, Randy, there are a lot of famous Jacksons out there, and if you could only pick one, who would be your favorite, in which I think I know the answer? Mm.
Randy. As Beyonce would say, me, myself, and I.
I know, that's right. That's all you got in the
Hello.
Head. Come on now.
Hello. Hello.
Well, Randy, Mr. Randy Jackson, now you got so many cool American Idol alums still doing a thing. What American Idol alum would you like to see on Celebrity Name That Tune?
Oh, good one.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, we had Jordan Sparks and Clay. I would love to see Ruben play against Fantasia.
Ooh. Yeah. Oh, that would be good. That would bring the church down, child.
Yes. That's what I'm, hello. Mm-hmm. Let the Lord in.
Yes, God.
All right, Randy, on this upcoming episode of Celebrity Name That Tune, there will be a lot of professional athletes, such as John Sally and Rashad Jennings. Are you ever surprised at how competitive these athletes are off the court and field?
Yeah, but you know what's surprising, man, to me? It's like you think before each game, they listen to music, you see them walk around with the Beats headphones on, and they're warming up. But they don't know the name of these songs either. Yeah. But they're also very competitive. They're very competitive. And then one time, we played the national anthem as a bit of no cue. It was like, yo, man, you've been listening to this since you were 5. You don't know the anthem, bro? What?
Wow.
It was kind of surprising.
Now, Randy, what artists would be surprised to know that Randy Jackson is listening to these days? Are you listening to Sexy Red or Sukiyana?
Glorilla is my one, Brad. Yes! Glorilla.
I love Glorilla,
yo.
Okay.
I love, everything about Glorilla. I love her, man. I mean, she's the truth for me.
Okay, that's
okay,
what's
up. I'm just happy Randy ain't listening to Pound Town.
have you heard the song Pound Town by Sexy Red? Just out of curiosity.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But you know, on the R&B side, I still respond to Pony. Hello.
Genuine.
The strip club anthem.
Back. Yeah.
And that's one of those ones, like, soon as the first note hit,
it's either that or the Budweiser Frog commercial. And it's 9 times out of 10 going to be Genuine Pony.
Yes, Timbaland.
We're excited about the new season, my brother, man. Name That Tune is back every Tuesday night on Fox. Be sure you check it out and stay tuned for more Dish Nation. In 20 seconds or less, tell people why they should watch it, Randy.
Yo, it's the most fun you're going to have watching a TV show ever. It's lighthearted. It's easy. This is a party, y'all. Come on. Come on with us. Sit at home and name them tunes and throw popcorn at me at the TV.
Yes.
Notice I said popcorn. Don't throw nothing else. Throw popcorn. You know?
You might catch a bra, Randy.
Okay. No, that, I'm going to leave that for Drake. Drake got all the bras.
Man, Randy outside, he know everything.
Oh, right? Yeah. He knows.
Listen to Pound Town.
Okay. Yo.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. All right, y'all. Let's wrap things up with a Dish Is
Here.
Okay, so a man over in the Down Under, that's Australia, folks, is claiming that witnessing his ex-wife's C-section made him go cuckoo, and now he wants the hospital to pay up.
What?
Anil Kupla is pissed off with the Royal Women's Hospital in Melbourne and is suing them for, get this, $642 million.
Whoa.
Anil
what?
Claims the hospital allowing him to see blood and his wife's internal organs during the delivery of their child way back in 2018 gave him, quote, psychotic illness led to the demise of his marriage. He is really trying it. Do you guys really think the C-section scared him to the point of psychotic illness?
I think you was defective when you got there.
He could have set his ass behind the curtain like my wife did. I don't know what they're doing in Melbourne.
It's when he walked his crocodile hunter ass into that room.
Right.
And like watched. What did you think?
Yeah. I would have yelled crikey and fainted.
Crikey, like, that's not a gator.
Let's keep an eye on this story. I would love to see if he does win this lawsuit.
Me too, because I had a C-section. I'm going to tell my wife.
Okay. And I'd like to know if he's single and if he's, I could help him spend that 50 million.
You would be Jesse Kupla?
Jesse. I could help him spend that 50 million?
You would leave us and go to Melbourne?
Yeah, $50 million.
Just don't get pregnant and let him see
it. We got a real Jesse back in, y'all.
Jesse, no, sis. Come back.
She bounced off like a kangaroo. She already practicing.
Damn, she went to the land down under.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.